Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Balaram, Jaya Nimainitai, Nimainitai, Jaya Nimainitai.
His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Marathon Ki. Srila Prabhupada's Book Distribution Ki. Shri Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki. Shri Hare Nam Sankirtan Yoga Ki. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Gaur Vipramanande. All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chapter 7, Canto 7, Chapter 9, entitled Prahlad Pacifies the Lords with Prayers, is text 31. Tvam va idam sat asat isha bhavan tata anya maya yat Atma Parabuddhi Ijam Hi Apata Yat Yasya Janma Nidanam Stiti Ikshanam Cha Tat Va Etat Eva Vasukala Vat Astitavo Tvam vamidam sadashadishi bhavam tatonyo Maya yatma parabuddhi iyam yapata Yadyasya janma dinadam siti ikshanam cha Tadvedareva vasukala varasitavo Vamba midam sadashadisha bhavam statunyo Maya yatma paga buddhi yam yapata Yad yasya janmani ranam sitikshanam cha. Tadvetari vabasukala varasitavo. Tvam vairam sarashadishabhavam tatunyo. Maya yatma parabuddhi yamya pata. Yad yasya janma nidanam siti ikshanam cha. Tadvaita eva vasukala varastitavo. Tvam, you, va, ida, idam, the whole universe, sat, asat, consisting of cause and effect. You are the cause, and your energy is the effect. And Prabhupada translates the same thing as manifest and also not manifest in other places. This is one of the most important part of the verse. Isha, O my Lord, the Supreme Controller, Bhavan, yourself, Tata, from the universe, Anya, separately situated, the creation is made by the Lord, yet He remains separate from the creation. Maya, the energy that appears as a separate creation. Yat, of which, Atma para buddhi, the conception of one's own and in others. Iyam, basically this Atma para buddhi is also the Ahamameti. Iyam, this, he, indeed. Apata, has no meaning. Everything is your lordship. And therefore there's no hope for understanding my and your. Yet the substance from which yasya, of which janma, creation, nidanam, annihilation, stiti, maintenance, ikshanam, manifestation, cha, and tat that va or etat this eva certainly vasukalavat like the quality of being the earth and beyond that the subtle element of the earth the smell asitavo the seed the cause and the tree the effect of the cause which is one of the main examples given here translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki my dear lord O supreme personality of godhead the entire cosmic creation is caused by you and the cosmic manifestation is an effect so the entire cosmic manifestation is caused by you that's the cause And the cosmic manifestation is an effect of him, of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but you alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion, Maya, because everything is an emanation from you and is therefore non-different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from you, and the annihilation is also caused by you. This relationship between your lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation, responsively. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by you, and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but you alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion, Maya, because everything is an emanation from you and is therefore not different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from you. And the annihilation is also caused by you. This relationship between your lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Bijam mam sarvabhutanam vidiparta sanatanam. O son of Prita, know I am the original seed of all existences. In the Vedic scripture, it is said, Ishavasyamidam savam yatova imami bhutani jayante and savam kavidam brahma. All this Vedic information indicates that there is only one God and that there is nothing else but Him. The Mayavadi philosophies explain this in their own way, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead asserts the truth that He is everything and yet is separated from everything. This is the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is called Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. Everything is one. The Supreme Lord, yet everything is separated from the Lord. This is the understanding of oneness and difference. The example given in this regard, Vasukalav Astitavo, is very easy to understand. Everything exists in time, yet there are different phases of time. Present, past, and future. Present, past, and future are one. Every day we can experience the time factor as morning, noon, and evening. And although morning is different from noon, which is different from the evening, all of them are taken together as one. The time factor is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Lord is separate from the time factor. Everything is created, maintained, and annihilated by time. But the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, has no beginning and no end. He is Nitya Shashwata, eternal, permanent. Everything passes through time, phases of present, past, and future. Yet, the Lord is always the same. Thus, there is undoubtedly a difference between the Lord and the cosmic manifestation. But actually, they are not different. Accepting them to be different is called avidya, ignorance. True oneness, however, is not equivalent to the conception of the Mayavadis. The true understanding is that the differences are manifested by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The seed is manifested as a tree, which displays varieties in its trunk, branches, leaves, flowers, and fruits. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Keshava Tuya Jagata Vichitra. My dear Lord, your creation is full of varieties. The varieties are one, and at the same time they're different. So it's not it comes from one person, there's no variety, it's all the same. This is the philosophy of Chintya Beda Beda Tattva. The conclusion given in the Brahma Samhita is this: Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govindam Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has internal blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. Prabhupada, in one lecture in LA, he said, we don't worship any god. We worship Govindam, the original Govindam. Because the Lord is the supreme cause, everything is one with him. But when we consider varieties, we find that one thing is different from another. We may conclude, therefore, that there is no difference between one thing and another. Yet, in varieties, there are differences. In this regard, Madhvacharya gives an example concerning a tree and a tree in fire. Both trees are the same, but they look different because of the time factor. And Prabhupada is going to switch into a philosophical twist here, using this. The time factor is under the control of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Supreme Lord is different from time. An advanced devotee consequently does not distinguish between happiness and distress. So from the understanding that there's no difference between the tree and fire, it's all one, at the same time it's different, the devotee doesn't see any difference between happiness and distress. He gets into a philosophical point here. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8, Tatenu kampam susamikshamano bhujanya evatma kitam vipakam. This is Lord Brahma speaking when he was offering his prayers after stealing the calves and the coward boys. When a devotee is in a condition of so-called distress, he considered it a gift or blessing from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a devotee is always thus situated in Krishna consciousness, in any condition of life, he is described as Mukti Pade Sadaya Bhak, a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. The word Daya Bhak means inheritance. A son inherits the property of his father. Similarly, when the devotee is fully Krishna conscious, undisturbed by dualities, he is sure that he will return home, back to Godhead, just as one inherits his father's property. Om Jnana Timaranda Syagyan Anjala Shalakaya Chakshu Mitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guru Vinama Shri Chaitanya Manu Vishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Datati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Go Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Vancha kalpatu ubya cha kipa sinyu ubya iva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha namo